Hey, praise the Lord. I'm Pastor Jesse Rich, honored and delighted and glad you tuned in today. Let's open our Bibles over to Proverbs chapter 4. Now, we're reading Scripture, build up our spirit, man, renewing our mind in God's Word, and feeding our faith on God's Word. Remember, Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out of the mouth of God. So what physical food will do your body when you eat it helps give you energy and strength. God's Word will do that when we hear it and speak it out of our mouth. Remember, Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Well, if it comes by hearing, and it does, the hearing the word of God, it could lead by not hearing. So as every day, it's important that we keep feeding on the word of God. Take time to read your Bible already. Highlight scriptures. Get your yellow highlighters. You're reading through your Bible, especially the New Testament. Highlight those promises and begin to meditate on them. Get them down inside your spirit by just speaking them over and over again to yourself. As you lay in bed at night, just keep thinking about what the Word of God says about you until you fall asleep. Okay, now here in Proverbs 4, this is sort of like the directions to receiving divine healing and health when it comes to receiving from God's Word, His written Word. My son, attend to my words, incline to my sayings. Let them, that's God's Word, let them not depart from the eyes, keep them in his heart. Now here's what happens if we do this. For they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Well, God's Word is health to our flesh, medicine to our flesh. Well, in a natural, for medicine to do a person any good, they'd have to take the medicine. Well, with God's Word, we take it by keeping it in our heart, speaking the Word out of our mouth. Remember, God told Joshua, "Don't let this book of law should not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night." That's where being a doer of the Word of God comes in. It's one thing to hear the Word, and we need to. But we also need to put the Word of God in practice. And one way we can practice the Word of God is by meditating on the Word of God and speaking to ourselves over and over again. So notice here in this verse 22, he said, attend to my words. Well, give God your word, his word, your undivided attention. Start your day out on God's word. And during the day, read promises from the word of God. And then speak them out your mouth so your ears can hear your mouth speak God's word. And he went on to say, let them not depart from thy eyes. Well, thank God for memorizing scripture, and we should. But it's just good to have God's promises in front of you. Write them out on a piece of paper. Print them off. And read them to yourself over and over again. And then keep them in midst of the heart. Meditate on it. When anything comes up, the first thing we should do is, what does the Word say about this? When it comes to some problem, situation, test, or trial, whatever it may be, you know, many times we were tempted to get fearful or get offended. I've been doing all this, and where's my blessing kind of thing. And that's many times just, you know, we're just playing right in the devil's hands when we do that. Now here, talking about divine healing, now here in Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5 says here, surely he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, the chastised our peace upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now Jesus was beaten before he went to the cross, and there was a reason why. It's because God put our sicknesses upon Jesus. Now, it goes on and says here in Matthew 8:17 that it might be fulfilled which spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Notice that himself, Jesus, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. So that shows us that God doesn't want us to be sick. If God wants us to be sick, then he never put our sick diseases upon Jesus. I mean, if God wants us to sin and have a sin nature, then Jesus would have never taken our sins. Remember there in 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteous of God in him. Well, Jesus never committed any sin, but God put our sins upon Jesus when he went to the cross. And before Jesus crucified, he was beaten with the 39 stripes. Now it goes on and says in 1 Peter 2:24 says, who his own self bare our sins, his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live on righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Well, we need to know we're the righteous of God in Christ, that we're new creatures. Remember 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, any man being Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, but all things become new. And it's just good to keep saying to yourself, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. And not only that, that helps us begin to realize that all our past life, God doesn't remember. It's underneath the blood of Jesus, our mistakes and sins. And that we're to live as a righteous person, that we're right standing with God. Not because of something we achieved or earned or deserved, but because of God's grace and mercy. And so these scriptures here in Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, and Matthew 8, 17, and 1 Peter 2, 24, not only lets us know that Jesus took our sins, but he also took our sickness diseases. And what we need to do as believers is constantly feed on God's promise and renew our mind to God's word. Reprogram it. You know, if you got a computer, it takes time to program it. And many times on your computer, you know, you get these pop-ups. You go in the natural, it can be real annoying. You're thinking about how in the world could I stop these pop-ups? Well, in your Christian life, you get these pop-ups in your mind. And they'll come to your mind. They're from the devil. And they'll come to your mind, well, you're not going to get healed this time. Or now that doesn't mean divine healing when you read 1 Peter 2:24. And on and on and on. So what we're to do as believers is take the promises and counter those pop-ups. How do we do that? Well, instantly just begin to cast down that thought down. Say what the word says about you. When the thought comes to you, you're not going to get healed this time. Just say, I rebuke that Satan in Jesus' name. It's written, himself took my infirmities, bear my sicknesses, and by his stripes I'm healed. And Father God, I want to praise and thank you in Jesus' name that I believe your word. And you said, surely it bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did seem in stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastised our peace upon him, with the stripes were healed. That it might fill what's spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities, bare our sicknesses, who his own self bare our sins, his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unrighteous, by whose stripes you were healed. And it's written in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, the pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing to captivity every thought to be in Christ. Well, now, as soon as a thought comes to us, or a feeling, or depression, or oppression, or worry, we need to practice resisting it and work on it. It takes work to train your mind to think in line with God's word. So your mind wants something to think about. So this is another reason why you and I as believers, we need to meditate on the word and keep the word in our mouth, because it gives our mind something to think about. Our mind can be real curious, and doubt and double-mindedness will come to our mind to try to talk us out of God's blessings. You know, your mind gets to thinking, well, you know, if that was true, how come I don't have it yet? Referring to what God's word said. Like prosperity. You remember you first heard about prosperity? That God wanted you to prosper financially? Maybe you heard some minister read or preach on 3 John verse 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. And then as you grew in the word, you may have heard something like 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. For you know through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. And Jesus came, we might have life, not more abundantly, in John 10, 10. Well, see, you'll start hearing about those. And then you started tithing. And you found out that if you tithe, God will open the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, rebuke the devourer for your sake. But then, you know, trials came, problems came, financial situations came, and the thoughts came, well, I've been tithing, I've been giving, and where's my blessing? Well, now those thoughts come to everybody, or to most of us, or all of us. But see, now, instead of just dwelling on that, because you'll be tempted to keep dwelling on that. Maybe I've done something wrong, the reason I don't have it. I hear I've been tithing, I've been giving, and look at all these bills I got to pay. Well, we need to talk to those bills, that's for sure, and refocus on the word of God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I shall not want for money, and I shall not want for health, and I shall not want for strength, because Jesus is my Lord, and the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now, you see, we can keep doing that, and then next thing you know, our mind's starting to think, that's right, that's right, that's what the word says. Now, your mind will go back to those bills, or your condition, your body, or some loved one you've been praying for. See, this comes to all of us, worry, fear, doubt, unbelief. We're all tempted to get fearful. We're all tempted to get discouraged as believers, you know, but what we need to do is that we're realize that we got an enemy. You know, we're called to fight the good fight of faith. Well, if there's a fight, then there's an enemy. And there's enemies to our faith, and one of them is doubt and unbelief, double-mindedness. You know, maybe you've been doing a real good job in believing God for something, found out in his promises God wants you to have something, and you step out on God's word and take those promises and you just keep saying them to yourself and meditating on them. And then you let some time go by. And next thing you know, that double-mindedness starts setting in. And see, it'll talk you out of all the work that you've already done. You know, our spiritual life is like building a house. You know, start off that foundation of God's Word and His promises. And you got to keep on working it. Keep on building on it till it's finished. Well, now Jesus bought all these provisions for us and gave them to us. We can't earn them. But what we want to do is receive them. And many times there's hindrances to receiving. One of those hindrances will be doubt. Another one would be unbelief. Another one would be fear and worry, double-mindedness. They're from the enemy. They'll come from people. People will talk you out of the blessings of God if you let them. And on and on and on. They'll bring up someone that didn't get healed or someone who's a good Christian and they believe that way, never did get their miracle. And but see, that what comes with those words is fear. And you can think, that's right, you know, look at them. They're a better Christian than I am, you know, and on and on and on. And the next thing you know, you get talked out of believing God. And His Word says. Remember Jesus said in the Gospels, He taught about the sower sows the Word. And He said, when you hear the Word, it's like in Mark chapter 4, Matthew chapter 13. He said, when you hear the Word, Satan comes immediately to take the Word out. And he'll use afflictions and persecutions, the cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, lust of other things, and they'll choke the Word, cause the Word become unfruitful. The fowls there, Matthew said, come devour the seed. Well, God's Word is a seed. And it's, you know, we need to plant it in our heart. And then we need to keep on watering. You know, if you've ever planted seeds, like grass seed, you know, it's no big effort, you know, to kind of dig up the ground there and plant the seed. But then you got to keep watering and keep the weeds out. Well, weeds come to our life of doubt and unbelief. And they'll come through what we see and what we feel, what we hear from other people, and just our own mind. Kind of drift off and thinking about, well, now if God wanted me to have it, I'd have it by now. And on and on and on. So, you see, this is what is so important. That every day we realize this is going to be going on. I mean, every day we're going to be tempted to worry, fear, and have thoughts that come to our mind. You know, we've all had lustful thoughts or something like that come to our mind. Well, most of us, you know, knew that was wrong. I mean, you know, we may have played with them, or at least I did before. And then realize, you know, that's not the way to think. I'm a child of God. So then, you know, repent and cast those thoughts down in Jesus' name and get my mind back on God's Word. Well, what about doubt? What about unbelief? What about when they come? Well, see, many times in our lives, I know I've done it before, and hear new scripture. But yet I started thinking on doubt and unbelief. Well, see, that's just as bad as anything else that was wrong to think about. If it's evil, it's of the devil, we're not to think about it. Now, the thoughts will come. But what we're to do as believers is cast those thoughts down. I mean, every time the devil spoke to Jesus there in Matthew 4 and Luke 4, verse 1 through 11, he'd always answer back with the word. And the more we do that, the more we're going to be resist those thoughts. And so if you've been prayed for for your healing, or you know, you stepped out in faith in some area to believe God for something, and then a period of time goes by, that tries to wear you down. You ever notice that? And so it's important to just keep on absorbing God's Word, attending God's Word. Again, God's Word is like medicine, so you can't overdose on it. Hallelujah. It's pure and perfect, and it's for all of us to get into, to learn what belongs to us in and through Christ Jesus. Every day we need to be meditating on the Word, speaking the Word. Sure, it's a lot of work. Flesh doesn't want to do this. See, flesh doesn't want to speak the Word all day long and pray in the Spirit and worship God. Now, flesh don't mind talking. Flesh don't mind eating. But it doesn't want to do anything it doesn't want to do. But see, flesh is going to want good health, isn't it? And flesh is going to want prosperity. So what we need to do is learn to put the flesh under. You ever been in church, you know, and they'd be lifting their hands worshiping God, and you think, now I worked all day long, I don't want to do that. What good is that? Or you just put them up, you know, just little ways, half mass, I call it. No, many times you just got to tell your flesh, come on, get them up, let's worship God, and begin to praise God and thank God. I mean, many dear times, you know, I didn't feel like doing it, but I knew, just I respect the God I need to be doing. We're almost out of time. I want to encourage you, if you don't have our Divine Healing Scripture Sheet, you can get it at our website at jesserichministries.com. And I want to encourage you, read those healing scriptures every day. Keep yourself built up. There's many other different sheets we got there. It's going to help build your faith. If you have a prayer request, you can email it in. We can stand with you and believe God for whatever it is you need to believe God for. And according to Matthew 18:19, I'll hook some scriptures along with it so we know what you're standing for on God's Word. You're standing for your blessing on these promises. And catch our meetings out. and also all the information we got on our website. Enjoy being with you. Until next time, it's Pastor Jesse Rich reminding you that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.